Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It is time for meltdowns. If you got something that's pissing you off, something that's aggravating, frustrating, whatever it might be, please give us a call. We already got people on hold. Let's go to line one. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hey, what's up? It's Steven.
Hey, Steven, what's up, dude? You got a meltdown?
Hell yeah.
Hold on!
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh**. It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
All right, pal. Give it to me.
How do I do this? So my girlfriend, she does hair for a living.
Uh-huh.
I've grown my hair out for a year and a half. I said, I want a rat tail in the back. I let her start shaving my head, and then all of a sudden, she's like, oh, yeah, there's no rat tail anymore. I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Now, hold on.
You do me a favor?
Did you really want a rat tail?
Yeah, I want a rat tail.
Okay, I mean, that's kind of badass.
Now,
I
first of all,
old
sir.
School, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I just want a little bit of rat tail, and that's it.
A little 1988,
yeah. For a year and a half.
She was right to do this to you. You don't need a rat tail. How old are you?
Will, get out of this.
How old are you? How old are you, sir?
I'm 35.
You are.
What of it?
What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with a rat tail, Will?
What's wrong with a rat tail?
Okay, hold on. Full disclosure. This is an 863 telephone number.
Doesn't matter.
What? He's in Polk County.
He knows better.
I live in St. Cloud.
Oh, come on. He's in St. Cloud. Gateway to Claremont.
She did you right, sir. She's just looking out for you. You should give her a big old
well,
smooch.
She did you right because I'm coming for you.
Oh! I don't know what that means.
What the hell does that mean?
Dude, now you got scared. Oh. You're like, oh. I'm pooping my pants.
I'll kill you. Son of a bitch. I'll choke you with that rat tail she cut off.
Yeah!
Bitch.
Will, don't hang up on him. Don't do that, Will. Will hung up on you. Sorry, dude. Choke you with the rat tail?
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Oh, that's funny. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. Dude, he could be the mayor of St. Cloud with a rat tail. He was probably doing the right thing.
No, you don't need a rat. Like, I know it's funny, but you're 35. Enough.
Plus, I mean, she's banging him. She should have some say.
Oh, she did it on purpose.
Yeah.
100%. She's like, I'm not giving you a
She's like,
tail.
Oops, I accidentally cut off your jackass haircut.
Yeah.
Idiot. Oh. Yeah. Speaking of jackasses, Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
What's up, fellas?
Oh, my God, it's Cherokee. What's
up? Oh, God, hey.
Yeah, I do got a meltdown.
Uh-oh.
Let's get it.
In 3, 2, 1. Holy sh**. It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
All right, get it, Cherokee. What's wrong?
All right, today is national, what do they call us now? They don't call us Indigenous Persons Day.
Ah, yes.
Correct? Yeah. It's also Columbus
and
Day.
Yeah, they put that on Columbus Day, which is a slap in the face.
What?
Well, I mean, we get one day when every other culture gets an entire month.
Man, we took all your land. You're lucky to have one day.
Exactly. You're going to take everything. Give us one measly little day.
Sorry.
And slap it on the same day that... Columbus comes over here to
I think that was the point start. Though not to interrupt your meltdown but I am I think that was the point was to put it on Columbus Day to remind everybody of what a heinous person he was.
I can look at it that way, so maybe my meltdown is a little bit lighter now.
Okay,
and I appreciate you for that.
Hey, no problem, pal. I appreciate you. Okay.
All right,
I will not forget the plight of the people, and I do respect the torturous, horrible, horrible, horrible treatment of the Native Americans.
You know they're taking that out of all the history books now, too, right?
So, no, I didn't know that. What are you talking about? Where'd you read that from?
Quite the opposite that I've read. Yeah, that's all I hear about Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, which Facebook post did you read that on?
I've just been hearing through
Facebook.
Yeah, I don't get on Facebook anymore. I don't deal with any social media.
Snapchat.
So, hey, Will, did you find my picture? You still got my photo for the Christmas picture?
I don't. I searched my computer. I don't know what I did with it.
Oh, well, I'll have to send you another.
Please do.
If we can't get you on a Christmas card, Will says you're guaranteed to make the Indigenous people's card next year.
Next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to put Christopher Columbus chopping your head
off. Oh, my God. No, Will. You know. I'm sorry. Oh, we just got canceled. God dang it.
Would that be funny, though?
No.
Yes, it would.
Oh, yeah.
No.
It would be hilarious.
No way, man.
It would be hilarious.
I apologize.
I fully endorse it, Will. Go for it, man.
Thank you.
No, man.
Will do.
All right. You're searching clip art of Christopher Columbus with an axe, not me.
Yeah.
Idiot. All right, well, Cherokee, peace out, bro.
Peace out, bro. Bye. Happy Columbus Day.
Oh, you son of a... Oh, we're in trouble. This is not going to work out for us at all. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Johnny B.
Oh, my God. Who's this?
Old School Alex.
Oh, yeah, baby. Alex from Seminole Heights. What's up? What's up, man? How you doing?
How about them Dolphins, baby?
Oh, yeah. How about them Dolphins? Holy crap, man. The 49ers suck.
Didn't I tell you about the offensive line?
You did, man. You did tell me about the Dolphins. Good for them.
Listen, they're in trouble, man.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
I wish them the best. I wish them the best, but Green Bay coming with it.
Alex, are you in a submarine?
He's actually in the space station.
Okay.
No, I had you on loudspeaker.
Okay. All right, good. I like it. I like being loud. I like speakers. It's great.
Yeah. I hate to say it, man, but what's his name? Vea?
Vita Vea, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was nasty.
Him and Dak, that is bad. Both of them injuries are injuries, man.
Well, at least Dak Prescott can wrap his leg up with $37 million. You know, that'd make it feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
Vita Vea is still on that rookie contract.
That's if they're going to give him the contract.
Oh, man. No, he got automatic for
I thought it was saying that.
He got a franchise tag. I think he got 30-something million for the franchise tag. Yeah. It's crazy. All right, Alex. Take care, man. All right, man. Careful on that submarine, baby. Bye. There you go. Hey, that's the folks I grew up with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I believe that. That's your tribe.
Known that guy since I was 5. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you? Hello?
Hey, this is Marine Rob.
Oh, thank God you called. What's up?
Wait, is it him for real?
Hey, maybe. I don't know.
Hey, I just want to say Christopher Columbus is a hero.
Oh, my God. Why is that?
Anyone that says anything different is wrong against the country.
Do you have a reason?
He's a hero. He discovered America.
Well, wasn't he looking for India?
I think you're wrong. I'm saying he found America.
Oh.
And America's number one.
But didn't he also, rape and pillage?
I think you're wrong in what you're saying. But
hey, why don't you go eat some goddamn tiny lobsters, fella, and read a book?
Bam.
Roasted. Ho. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Oh.
Just breathing? Is that what we're doing?
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Johnny B.
On what? I've said a lot of things
on
tonight.
Bell.
Yes. What do you agree on?
First of all, I don't think Marine Rob ever read a book.
Cool. At least he speaks in like a real voice, and he doesn't whisper like a weirdo.
Well, that's because my parents are in the other room. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways,
man, when your balls drop, you're gonna have such a good voice. Probably, it's gonna be cool.
Anyways,
yeah.
On a lighter note,
nothing lighter than balls, man. Come on now.
Yeah, by the way, Christopher Columbus didn't even find America.
What did he find?
The West Indies.
Okay.
Everybody knows that.
Duh.
Duh.
Okay. Any other knowledge you want to drop on us, child?
I'm going to give you a fact. Oh, also, Will, you're going to get dropped for that, by the way.
What?
What are you talking about?
I don't know, a dildo? You think Will's afraid of some guy that wanted a rat tail from St. Cloud? Come on, man.
No.
I saw Will bitch smack a guy from Sanford one time. The guy took his parking spot.
Yeah.
No, not that.
Oh, sorry.
About when he was talking about sending Cherokee a greeting card with Christopher Columbus with his head.
Oh, yeah? You think so?
Yeah. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Huh? Little bitch.
I mean, I got to say that was funny. And, oh, boy, yeah. The government's going to be at my house tomorrow probably now.
No. Nobody wants to come to your house. Your parents don't even want to be there, man.
Oh, okay. Well.
Gotcha. Ha-ha. Roasted, sucker.
Ha-ha.
Ha-ha, bitch. All right.
Nailed him. Bye.
Johnny B. Shaw, can I help you?
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, okay. It's me.
Hey, it's you. What's up?
Hey, Johnny. I'm first time calling. My name's Greg. I love your guys' show.
Oh, thanks, Greg. About time we got an adult on the line. What's going on?
I've got, it's not a meltdown, but it's kind of a meltdown.
Well, hold on. I'll give you kind of a sounder. You deserve it, Greg.
It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
All right, Greg, give us your kind of meltdown, bud.
So I know you're kind of a foodie, and I've got kind of a foodie meltdown.
Okay.
It's about bacon, and it's about ham.
Oh, my God.
Why is it that ham is nowhere near as good as bacon? Like, they're both from the pig. They're both, I don't know, near the same part, I guess. But bacon is, like, godly, and ham... Ham is okay. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a hater on ham.
Yeah.
But if someone's like, hey, you want a ham sandwich? I'll be like, yeah, sure. I'll take a ham sandwich. But someone's like, hey, you want some bacon, bacon, lettuce, and tomato?
Mm.
Like, yeah, give me that.
That's
so where is the magic? Why is ham so lame compared to bacon?
Great question, Greg, and I'm glad you called. I'm the right guy for this answer. Much like men with, you know, when it comes to the ladies, bacon is better because it's all about the belly. Bacon is from the belly of the pig, where all the goodness is, where all the fat is, where all the yumminess happens. Now, skinny people that care about their health, they are going to tell you, don't eat fatty foods. But if you talk to anybody in the culinary game, fat means flavor, Gregory. So the belly is good because you're rendering fat. And then it gets all crispy on, and the meat, it's all just, yes, and when you put it in your mouth,
oh, yeah,
it kind of melts there. Yeah, that's why it's better, all right? That's why Canada sucks, because they cut little, dumb little crappy ham in the little circles.
Yeah, their bacon is different than our bacon.
It's not bacon, Greg. It's ham. Not even good ham. So,
and then if you get thick-cut bacon, like that, I love the thick-cut bacon.
Yeah.
That's just like,
yeah, well,
I'm getting
ladies,
sexually aroused right now just thinking about it.
Seriously, man. Like, if I was a girl and I was, you know, stripping, my stage name would be thick-cut bacon. Because if that doesn't give a guy a boner, I don't know what does. Seriously. Like,
heck yeah.
Yeah, for real. Yesterday I made meatloaf wrapped in thick-cut bacon yesterday on the smoker. And it was so damn good, Greg.
Ooh.
So damn good. Oh, and it was cheese-filled. Greg?
Wow, I'm coming over to your house.
Okay. All right. Just let me know when you're coming.
You're going to have to buy extra bacon.
Okay. Oh, are you a big guy, Greg?
I'm a big guy.
Yeah! Show's number one with fat people. I read it. All right, Greg.
I saw a recipe yesterday for chocolate chip cookies with bacon in them.
Man, that's my recipe,
and
Greg.
And I'm like, oh, my God, where give me these.
Well, is that not my famous Christmas recipe?
Johnny made me those like 2 years ago. They are.
Are you kidding me?
No, yeah. Greg, that's what I'm known for on Christmas.
Why aren't you a billionaire?
Because I am unlucky and unmotivated.
Why aren't you famous Johnny's old fashioned bacon chocolate chip cookies?
Son of a bitch, Greg, you just motivated me. I think I'm going to go with it. At least I know I got a customer from the 727.
I'll keep you rich just myself.
All right. Well, I'll work on it, Tubby. You look out for it this Christmas.
Sounds good.
All right, Greg. Thanks for the call, pal.
You guys rock on.
You rock, man. Later. Later.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.